Mike in Virginia finds the money pit on WJFK. What's going on at your house?
Well, the problem I have right now is the outdoor outlets that go around my house to plug up electrical products.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right now, around Christmas, I was able to plug up the Christmas decorations, but the outlets in the rear and now the outlets in the front of the house don't work.
They're not working, so none of the outside outlets are working. How old is your house, Mike?
Let's say 17 years.
Okay. I'm going to be willing to bet that somewhere in your home you have a ground fault circuit breaker. Now, a ground fault circuit breaker
would
could
that
be,
not be anywhere near your regular circuit breaker?
It may or it may not be, but it's most likely because I'm sure you checked your circuit breakers, right, Mike?
Oh, I did several times.
Okay. Somewhere in your home is going to be an outlet with a test and a reset button in the outlet. It's probably going to be in your garage, one of the garage wall outlets, or it could be one of the bathroom outlets. And I bet you that when you find that outlet, the reset button on it is going to be out. And you'll need to push it back in and activate those outlets. Because sometimes with ground fault circuits, and these are outside outlets, bathroom outlets, basement outlets, garage outlets, they wire them into one of these ground fault circuit interrupters that's actually part of an outlet in another part of the house. The first place I would check is the garage. Do you know what I mean when I say ground fault? The kind with the two buttons
on it? The test and reset button. It's usually black and red.
No.
Well, this is the problem, Mike.
Yeah, that's one of them, yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm serious. You got to find the outlet. There's going to be an outlet somewhere with a test and a reset button in it. You're going to press the reset button back in, and you're going to have power in the outside outlets.
In between the receptacles. It's like an extra space in the middle.
Go look for the outlet. I bet you you're going to find it and call us back and let us know we were right.
Sounds good. I will.
Okay, Mike.
Hey,
thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT. You know, in those years I spent as a home inspector, I used to get that call all the time where people go, I just moved into my house and the outlets aren't working. And did you check your breaker? And I go, they go, yeah. I said, well, find the ground fault. Well, that's not it. I'm like, find the ground fault. Well, that's not it. So you got a cordless phone? Walk to the garage. Push the button. Oh, yeah. That's
hey,
it.
Hey, they're working.
It's working again.
What about if you have the outlets on the outside have the test and reset button, but then they're not working?
Well, then let's see. If it's on the outside, if it's wired right, there will be one of those for multiple outlets in most cases. And if you reset it there and then it's not working, then there could be another one somewhere else that's affecting it, or it could be in the breaker panel itself. But that would be very unusual, Leslie. Typically, all the outlets on the outside are wired to the ground fault that's in the garage.
All right, so Mike, put on your detective hat.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.